Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, March 29th, 2022. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Mac Stadium. Leading off today, Apple is handing out another round of bonuses to some of its top employees, according to a new report from Bloomberg. Notably, this is the second round of such bonuses, with the company having previously issued bonuses ranging from $50,000 to $180,000 back in December. Both of these rounds of bonuses come as Apple faces increased competition for top talent in Silicon Valley from the likes of Meta, Google, and Microsoft. According to Bloomberg, the latest round of bonuses is valued as high as $200,000 per employee. The bonuses are being given to some of Apple's top software and hardware engineers, but the number of employees getting this bonus versus the one in December is said to be smaller. These bonuses come in the form of restricted stock units, which vest over multiple years. This vesting schedule gives employees an incentive to stay at Apple for multiple years instead of leave for a competitor. Apple has reportedly faced major employee retention issues, especially with regard to Meta. In fact, bonuses such as these were quite rare at Apple until recently, and this is due again to the overall labor market becoming increasingly competitive. As Apple prepares to enter new product categories like augmented and virtual reality headsets, it's important for the company to retain its top talent, and it hopes that these bonuses will help it do exactly that. In other news today, the European Union has unveiled more details about its plans to curb anti-competitive practices among big tech companies. Under the rules of the new Digital Markets Act, Europe wants all major messaging apps like WhatsApp, Facebook, and iMessage to have an interoperable platform. The Digital Markets Act targets companies with at least 45 million monthly active users, or 10,000 annually active corporate users in Europe. While the antitrust legislation was already expected to have impacts on how the App Store operates, we now know that it may also cause changes to iMessage. European Union lawmakers have agreed that the major messaging apps available in Europe will have to open up and interoperate with smaller messaging apps. In other words, Europe wants an iMessage or a WhatsApp user to be able to send messages to a Signal user, Telegram user, or any other combination of apps you can think of. The legislation will also require companies to ask for users' explicit consent to collect personal data for advertising, and their platforms will have to let users freely choose which web browser, virtual assistant, or search engine they want. For Apple, this is a major concern since it restricts many of these options in iOS today. For now, the legislation has yet to be finalized and formally approved by Parliament, so we'll have to wait a bit more until a final decision is made. If it's approved in its current form, this would mean Apple has to make major changes to how the iPhone and iOS operate, but the company will almost surely appeal and take any measure it can to avoid making those changes. We are sponsored this week by Mac Stadium. Mac Stadium is dedicated entirely to providing Mac cloud services, and it's built on genuine Apple Mac hardware. Mac Stadium offers a variety of Mac private cloud options, and it offers a ton of applications for Mac and iOS development, remote servers, and other workloads that require macOS. And it also offers cloud-hosted Mac desktops for development, creative, or IT use cases. And for those who are ready to make the jump from Intel to Apple Silicon, Mac Stadium has a full selection of M1-powered Macs in their US and European data centers. The company has also already ordered Mac Studio machines to put in its data centers in multiple configurations and will make them available for Mac cloud users as soon as possible. It's easy to see why Mac Stadium is an industry leader in this category, and you can learn more and try it out for yourself by going to macstadium.com or by hitting the link in the show notes below. My thanks to Mac Stadium for their support of 9to5 Mac Daily. Rounding out today, last week, rumors emerged on the future of the MacBook Air, including the possibility of a new 15-inch model coming in 2023. Now, reliable analyst Ross Young says that we have more exact details on what to expect, and the changes could actually start as soon as this year. According to Young, the redesigned MacBook Air coming later this year will feature a slightly larger display thanks to that redesign. Currently, the MacBook Air features a 13.3-inch display, but the new model coming this year will feature a 13.6-inch display. This increase in display size, although minor, is likely made possible by Apple reducing the size of the bezels around the display. This means the company can squeeze that larger display into an overall form factor that's the same or very close to the same as the existing MacBook Air. Meanwhile, Ross Young also says the 15-inch MacBook Air coming in 2023 will feature a 15.2-inch display. This is smaller than the previous 15.4-inch panel that Apple used to put in the MacBook Pro, but nonetheless, it would represent the largest display we've ever seen in the MacBook Air. One interesting tidbit of the MacBook Air redesign that remains unclear is whether or not this machine will feature a notch similar to the MacBook Pro. Some of the leaks we've seen says the MacBook Air will feature a notch and white bezels, merging the design languages of the MacBook Pro and the 24-inch iMac. Another wrinkle to this story is that Ming-Chi Kuo has predicted the 15-inch MacBook Air might not actually be called a MacBook Air. Instead, Kuo has said it could just be a MacBook and arrive in late 2023. And 9to5Mac has also heard from our own independent sources that Apple has indeed been working on at least two versions of the MacBook Air for 2023. We've mocked up what the next generation MacBook Air might look like, and you can check that out at the link in the show notes below. That wraps up another episode of 9to5Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5Mac.com. Follow along with me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller. And be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5Mac Daily.